The Utah legislature recently passed a law protecting parents from neglect charges if they allow their children to play outside unsupervised. The law is known as the Free Range Parenting Bill. And this morning, we're talking with Lenore Scanese by telephone. Lenore is a mom who lives in Queens, New York. She gained notoriety in 2008 when she wrote an article for the New York Sun entitled, "Why I Let My 9-Year-Old Ride the Subway Alone." Now, this controversial decision became a national story and prompted massive media attention. In fact, she was dubbed America's Worst Mom. In response, Scanese wrote the book Free Range Kids with the aim to fight the belief that our kids are in constant danger. Lenore, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
Well, thank you, Gemma. And what a nice introduction. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, Lenore, quickly, take me back to that article in 2008. A, why did you decide to let your 9-year-old ride the subway? And then B, why write the article about it?
Oh, that's a great question. So my husband and I, you never hear him America's Worst Dad, but there he is.
I know, right?
Right. So our younger son, our oldest son calls himself the control group. Our younger son had been asking me and my husband if we would take him someplace he'd never been before and let him find his own way home, sort of as an adventure. And eventually we decided yes, because we know the city very well. You know, our kids were always with us on the subway. That's how we get around. I think there's safety in numbers, and there are certainly numbers of people on the subway. So we said yes, and I took him, and it was great. He took the subway, and then he had to take a bus across town, and he felt really independent, and he knew that we believed in him. It was all wonderful, but I wasn't going to write an article about it, even though my job at that time was columnist, you know, grinding out a couple columns a week. And it was like about a month and a half later, when I didn't have any great ideas for something to write about, I said to my editor, should I write about Izzy taking the subway? Because I'd been talking to some other fourth grade moms, and they were saying that they were going to wait till their kid was a little older, like 37, 38, something like that. And she said, okay, yeah, that sounds like a nice local story. And that was literally 10 years ago on Sunday. And anyways, and then 2 days after that, I was on the Today Show, MSNBC, Fox News, and NPR. Really, it was considered extraordinarily controversial, first of all, because everybody's scared of the subway if they're not in New York and relying on it. We're just frustrated with the subway.
Right.
But the other thing is that the real crime, as I figured out, was that all the hosts asked me at one point or another, that's great that you did it, but how would you have felt if he never came home? And that was my crime. My crime was that I wasn't thinking that way. My crime was that I was thinking, okay, my son is of age. He's willing to do this. He wants to do it. I know, you know, I know my son. I know my city. I trust them both. You're not allowed to have any confidence that your kid can do anything independently. And if you're not thinking of that worst case scenario, they will remind you with it. They will bludgeon you with the idea that you're a bad parent if you're not thinking about how you would feel if you were to blame if your child died. And really, that's all I've been talking about for 10 years, is how come we automatically think that way when we didn't used to think that way.
So why do you think that, Lenore? So I have a 9-year-old right now, and he wanted to walk home the other day from Taekwondo. It's about half a mile from our house, and I said no. And I think because it's that fear of all of a sudden just like, oh, you don't know how to do this. And what if this happens? And what if that happens?
What if?
But because he asked, I know it's coming.
Uh-huh. It is. And here's the deal. Of course he doesn't know how to do it. He hasn't done it yet.
Right. That, yeah.
He won't be able to know how to do it, and he won't be able to stun you with his maturity and his confidence and his blossoming until you say yes. And I'm so happy you asked this question, because I started Free Range Kids, 10 years running Free Range Kids. Now I have a nonprofit called Let Grow. And our big push is the Let Grow Project, which is simply this. We tell schools to do this, and anybody who's listening who's a teacher or a principal, give me a call. So the teachers tell the kids, go home and ask your parents, just like your son just did, if you can do one thing on your own that you feel ready to do that for one reason or another you haven't done yet, like walk home from Taekwondo. And while it's difficult for you as just an individual to say yes, your kid was just asking out of the blue, when everyone in the class is doing it or everyone at the school is doing it and the school is recommending it, and if you know, it's much easier to say yes because it sort of removes the blame. It's like, well, everyone's doing it because everyone used to do this, but then gradually it became more and more rare. So when my mom sent me at age 5 to walk to school, because that was the norm back then, she didn't have to torment herself with, oh, my God, am I crazy? What if something happens? I don't want to be on the news. Imagine me being interviewed. I'd be on the, you know, she didn't have to do that. And when you have the Let Grow Project in a school, parents don't have to do that either. What is your kid doing? Oh, my kid's going to the store. Oh, my kid's coming home from Taekwondo. And here's the deal. Once your son, what's his name?
His name is Ben.
Ben. Oh, so cute. Okay. So once Ben comes through the door in his adorable Taekwondo outfit and his cheeks are flushed and he's all excited and he met a dog on the way home or he picked you some dandelions or whatever, your heart will burst with pride and joy. And once it does, you will have no trouble letting him do it again. That's why this project is so important to me. It's because parents have stopped themselves from doing something that is natural, and once you do it, it becomes natural again. It's like watching your kid go from crawling on the ground, and then he starts toddling, and you're so overwhelmed with just, look at my kid.
So, Lenore, where have we gone then from when, you know, you said 5 years old, you walked to school,
right,
to, you know, really our children almost being under lock and key?
Right.
It's we've gone from one extreme to another.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't say the other was the extreme, but yeah.
Right. I mean, how did we get there? But do you think in the last 10 years we've made some progress in allowing our kids to have some more freedom as a country?
Oh, my God, such huge questions.
I know, right?
I'm going to boil down the way we got here to extremely static little points. One is the media is scaring us more than ever. There's more media. If it bleeds, it leads. You know, my parents didn't have to be surrounded by, you know, the internet or even, God forbid, cable back then. So we're more scared. We live in a litigious country. You start seeing everything through the lens of risk. You live in an expert culture. Experts are always having to come up with 10 things you should never buy or do or let your kids eat or read or see or lick. And we live in a capitalist culture, for which I'm glad, but they will always try to come up with something to scare you, like your kid is never going to survive X without Y, so that they can sell you Y.
Right.
And meanwhile, you start being scared of X. But I think the real reason that we're more afraid, and it's an ironic one, is that when my mom sent me to school at that age of 5 that I keep talking about, you know, the minute she let me go till 3:30 when I came back through the door for milk and cookies, both of which were legal back then, she wasn't thinking, oh, my God, what have I done? Is she okay? I wish I could hear from her. I'm texting. She's not there. Now that we can be in almost constant touch and see and know everything that our kids are doing and the school is sending home reports and you can check their grade on their Spanish test and did they get on the bus and all that, it's almost like the more you know, the second that you don't know something, you freak out.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than giving us peace of mind, it's making us feel like every second that we're not watching them, they are in grave danger because we could be watching them. There's, you know, there's trackers, there's, you know, all these different devices that read out to your iPhone, your kid's temperature and blood rate, you know, whatever.
So what should we be doing then? Because I think there is still that pushback of that helicopter parenting, but yet, you know, I and other parents, I think there is something about that 9-year-old range where they're wanting independence, and it's almost having to take this leap of faith to allow them to breathe. And I mean, my heart is still racing that my child wants to do this, but I know I have to give him the ability to do this at some point. It's just 9 seems so young.
Everything seems so young now. I mean, it's so interesting. Around the world, all the 7-year-olds are walking to school. It's sort of the normal age around the rest of the world. But we really have been dosed with fear every time we, you know, every time we look around. And then somebody says, I'm afraid. And then somebody else says, I'm afraid. That's why you need to do it in a group. That's why, you know, I have to recommend this project. If your kid's whole class did this, we will be having a conversation next week where you're going, Lenore, this is so great. I feel so much lighter and so much freer, and I'm so proud of my son. You know, as much as we're programmed to be afraid for our kids, there's this other part of us that is programmed to be outrageously thrilled.
Yes. And Lenore,
I can't do something on their own. That's it.
And I have to cut you off, but I so appreciate our conversation. This is Lenore Scanese, the founder of Free Range Parenting.